Not all of the $18 million was headed for Wisconsin, but wildlife officials had planned to apply for some of it. It was earmarked to fund research on new tests to detect the disease in deer and to track the threat it may pose to humans. The president vetoed the funding because it was included in a $5.8 billion emergency anti-terrorism bill that Bush said included items that didn't qualify as emergencies. It included $98 million for highway repairs in 18 states and $165 million for election reform. In sending the bill back to Congress, the president didn't comment on the urgency of fighting chronic wasting disease. Senator Russ Feingold agrees with the president that there were too many pork barrel projects tacked onto the bill. But Feingold says the deadly deer disease still deserves urgent federal support.
Chronic wasting disease is in a very different category. This is a crisis, a very dangerous thing for wildlife and potentially for human health. It's really an emergency. It's the kind of thing that is appropriate to be in a bill like this. So I understand that the president has made this decision, but I think it's essential that he make sure that this $17 million gets out there to fight this disease, and the president needs to figure out some way to distinguish this from the other things in the bill that he doesn't like.
State Democratic Party leader Linda Honnold is a little less understanding of the president's chronic wasting disease decision. She says cutting the funds amounts to an attack on the state's flagging economy.
And as we look forward to this year's deer season, if this chronic wasting disease has not been addressed, our economy is going to go further in the tank, and we're already over $1 billion in debt. So I think that we need to focus both on what's going on here domestically, and yes, indeed, the terrorism issue is critical, but they seem to, at this point, be fighting that fight, and we need to focus on what's going on here at home.
President Bush hasn't announced whether he'll hold any news conferences today to defend his decision to cut the chronic wasting disease funds, but a spokesperson for Governor McCallum says the topic will come up when the president and the governor meet at today's $500 a plate campaign fundraiser in Milwaukee. Tim Roby says McCallum will ask the president to move quickly to find other sources for the funding.
The Department of Defense has money. The Department of Interior may have money. USDA, the Federal Drug Administration, Health and Human Services. So there are other options, and we need to and will aggressively pursue every single option available to us.
Meanwhile, in the chronic wasting disease hot zone near Mount Horeb, Department of Natural Resources sharpshooters are out today killing deer in the third week-long special eradication hunt. So far, more than 1,500 deer have been killed in the area since the disease was discovered in February. 24 have tested positive. More test results are expected at the end of this month. The goal is to kill 25,000 deer in the hot zone to try to prevent the disease from spreading. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.